Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Respect. Right, yeah. You have to slay the dragons. You do. You've got to do the things that you haven't been able to do to show forward motion and progress, because there was more pressure on our team. So we started talking about this 3 months ago. Not Tampa, just the pressure of the first round if you had home ice advantage. And I think there were a whole bunch of very difficult things. Among us is it was Tampa. You know, I mean, and they play a different offensive game. Those guys, like, their power play is just off the charts good. And our penalty kill, I thought, was fantastic. They're going to score goals. They got a 6-on-4 and a 5-on-3. We watched those out. 5-on-4 were pretty darn good. It's just a whole, they got a goaltender that made a bunch of saves. Sergei's, what do you call it, the bobbery, whatever it is. That one trumps all the other ones because it's just so good on video. But both guys made a bunch of sneaky little saves, and they made it look easy at times. But that's a team that can beat you on that. They can beat you on their power play, on some of that skill level, on that goaltender, and everybody in our room knows it, right? Because they lived through it. So there's a lot of pressure in that room. They handle it well.
Paul Maurice, head coach of the Panthers, going, man, we got rid of some of that pressure. We took care of Tampa Bay for the first time in the playoffs. And moving on now, just waiting to find out who they're going to play, Boston or Toronto. Boston.
Boston's up 3-1. And, you know, John Cooper, the Tampa Bay coach, said he was asked about the physical nature of the series against the Panthers.
Yeah.
He goes, you know, the first two games were a pillow fight, you know, and then it picked up from there. The Boston series, there'll be no pillow fights. It was the brutal series last year, and Boston has stewed on losing to the Panthers all season long, and it will be a brutal
series.
Getting
real close, yeah.
They need Sam Bennett back. They need Ryan Lomberg back, two guys who play that rugged, pesky game in Lomberg's case, and they got by Tampa. They couldn't have had a better series against Tampa. You know, winning five games, all their stars showed up. Their system, the defensive system,
yeah,
worked. But here comes Boston.
Yeah,
that'll be a brutal series.
The Paul Maurice system has been great. And listen, the guy doesn't beat his chest. He gives his players credit for the system they put in and everything they've been able to do. But I got to tell you, that was fun last night. They got a nice lead, and then they got a couple empty netters at the end. So the fans in the last – I mean, the thing was over, what, 5, 6, 7 minutes left. Nothing was going to happen.
It was perfect. There's a little tension for two-plus periods.
Right. And
then celebration. There was a party.
Yeah, and you know everybody's trying to get that empty netter, right? They're all trying to get a shot to get one down there at the end of the game. So great stuff last night. Barkov had – Dave, I was shocked to find this out. 2 goals for the first time in a playoff game for him, as good as he's been.
I didn't know that, yeah.
I heard that last night. He had 2 goals and actually assists for Hagee, who does score a lot of goals, had 2 more goals and an assist. By the way, there's another guy kind of lost when we talk about Tkachuk and Barkov and Reinhardt, the 60 goals. How about Verhaeghe? How good's – there's another guy that, like, in the playoffs, like the overtime playoff – you know, game-winning shot. I mean, it's goals. It's crazy.
There's only 2 guys in hockey history with more overtime
play,
which I didn't know. You know, he's asked about that, and it was like he was shocked by it, too. He's like, well, that's crazy to be up. Because here's a guy who played years in the minors, and he was. This is the Panthers' fourth organization. You know, he was so little thought of at one
yeah.
point. He split time between two minor league teams so he could just get some playing time. Well, so, and here he is now as star, making good money in the NHL.
They got a lot of good players, man. Right now, there's no question about it. And the comeback of Big Bob from when he got here. And just wasn't very good. I don't want to say lost confidence. I don't know if you remember. It seemed like yesterday he was getting pulled out of those Tampa Bay games because he was
you
so
remember,
bad.
You know,
and
you,
they
go,
had him sit.
You go to Panther games now, they sing the national anthem, and they still, the fans still, it's gotten a little less loud, but at night because of Spencer Knight, who replaced Bob. Remember, he was the future.
That's right.
2 years ago, he was the future for the Panthers.
Boy, where is he now?
He had a good year in the minors.
Did he? I know he went through. I want to get his personal issues.
Well, he had some issues. I don't know what they were, but he went to, you know, the NHL's program or whatever that is. And,
yeah.
and but he had a good year in the minors. And but to your point, Bobrovsky.
What a comeback!
He was looking at being bought out that year or last year. And now he's the anchor to everything they do.
I think they would have traded him and paid most of the salary rid of him at one point because, you know, it was so bad. He was, I think, one game, he was third goalie for a game. It was so bad during a couple years ago. And here he is, man, just 31 saves last night. So Verhaeghe and Barkov and Big Bob just really coming through. And Big Bob seems to be enjoying it because he likes to stay out during the games now, and I don't know if he's finding family members or what, but he's really been into it. It's a close group, and they're doing great things. It's off to the second round, and you're right. This next series with Boston is going to be fine. I wouldn't mind Toronto winning one more game, though, just to get a couple more days rest. Just a couple more
days. Us old
rest.
Writers, I could use a couple days rest, too.
That'd be nice. Well, these new hours you have in the morning here, coming in here early.
I don't know how you do this, Joe. This is a whole different world.
Yeah, no, it is. But you actually get used to it. The killer is the West Coast. That was a little different animal. That 3 hours difference.
Well, you're waking up at 1 in the morning.
So
I'm
showering at 12:30, leaving at 1, driving an hour, and getting there. You know, normal time, I like the in hour early, but it's like, you know, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. It's 2:30 in the morning. It's 2 in the morning.
That's when you used to come in, Joe.
Yeah, that used to be when, used to be the time I did used to come in. When I was a complete idiot, now I'm just part idiot. We've got a lot of stuff to get to. It's been pretty amazing, the thoughts after the draft, always interesting. I think it's a waste. I don't want to do grades. I've actually had some guys that I respect that have my number that are fans of the team and going, hey, Joe, I gave the team a B-plus grade. I got one of those last night. I gave the team a B-plus grade. What's your take? And I said, man, I'm not big on grading drafts, man. I'm not, because we took our first two picks on potential, on high ceiling, right? And then we took a bunch of guys that had really good stats. Got 2,000-yard receivers, got a 1,000-yard running back who also can fly. You got one sack guy at the top that they're counting on being really special. And then they got another edge rusher that has actually put up really good numbers and had 13 sacks. And you like to see that. Like, all right, he's done it. So, the only grade I give is this, and I started the show this morning, Dave, is production. I can't give grades on potential and development. I can't. And, you know, coached up, and all, that's great. All right, great. And you got to have something to work with, and the more talent you have, the more upside you have. I get it. But there is no real grade except for college production, that a guy's done it at USC, a guy's done it at Virginia, a guy's done it at Tennessee, a guy's done it at Colorado State. Those are the guys. Okay, we got a chance with those guys.
And there's look, I mentioned yesterday the 33rd team, Mike Tannenbaum's, you know, think tank for football, if you will.
You didn't really bring up Mike Tannenbaum, did you? Like, where are you going with this, Mike?
They did a study.
Omar's going to have him as, like, GM of the year. Go ahead.
No, he did an awful job here. Okay, I agree. But a lot of these guys – they go and like either on TV or something, they've been through it. So at least they're talking
Yes, he has.
So
yes,
and they did a study: 58 edge rushers from 2017 to 2020, taken in the first three rounds, and they found 50 of them didn't produce more a sack percentage more in the NFL than in the college. So to expect this leap of production, that's the minority. 8 of 58 did it. 8 of 58 So that's
they're hard to find.
And it's, you know, can Chop Robinson be one of those eight? That's really
so.
What
so
you're
know what the number is? The magic number is 10, right? Double digit sacks. Double digit sacks. That guy gets paid. Really is. It's incredible. Inside, 7.5, 8 sacks as a defensive tackle, you get paid. Hey, that's a good defensive tackle. So, it's interesting. You can look up the stats. There's not that many guys that have double-digit sacks, to your point, either because of health or then you got the two or three same names every year that tear it up. One in Pittsburgh, one in Cleveland. You can almost count on every year. There was a guy that played defensive tackle for the Rams that just retired. He always was a double-digit guy. But they're hard to find every year. They really are.
I remember Joey Porter when he was here, him saying – one offseason said, all I need is 15 good plays. 15 good plays. Give me, you know, 13, 14 yeah. sacks. I'll be making huge money.
Yeah.
And he's right. He was right.
So we'll see. You know, you coach him up, you put him in a system, you know, and you know, I know everybody's talking a lot about putting Anthony Weaver, the new defensive coordinator, giving him all these guys to work with, and he'll make magic with them. So we'll see. I know you can coach guys up and, you know, and try to get them ready to go. And it's obvious that Jalen Waddle, you know, when you look at everything they've done with Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb and their injuries and what they've added to the team with a veteran like Shaq Barrett and the two rookies, they're going to be five active guys on this roster that –
by the end of the year, you hope.
By the second half, as long as nobody's injured.
The question
of course
becomes when Phillips and Chubb are back.
But not only back, there's going to be there's actually a different phase to it. So because I've learned this watching Nick Needham and Jones at safety the same way, they came back, they didn't move. They didn't move the same. They were different guys. And so, you know, you talk to them, they're good guys. And Nick admitted, like, yeah, I'm not moving. I feel fine, but I'm not moving like I was. It's going to take more time coming off these injuries. And those guys are elite athletes on the outside. Those two guys, they can move on the edge. Oh, really, Bradley Chubb and high first-round pick and Jalen, another high pick, those guys. So it's going to take a while before they get to 100%. And this team's not going to just throw them out there and throw them in 60 plays a game. So these rookies, Shaq Barrett's going to be a big, big part of. Probably don't talk enough about the guy in between the sandwich, right, of those guys and what they're going to need out of the 31-year-old pass rusher.
I was surprised they didn't re-sign Andrew Van Ginkle. And I realize there's money pressures across the board. This was the year they had to thread the needle of contracts and players and all that, all the fun of all the throwing money around like confetti and draft picks for trades, that's gone now. But Andrew Van Ginkle was, to me, their big decision. They'd already decided we're not going to re-sign Christian Wilkins. They knew they couldn't re-sign Rob Hunt for the type of money. But Andrew Van Ginkle got, what, 2 years, $20 million? I think 14 guaranteed at Minnesota. And that had to be the big decision for them this offseason.
I just think they were limited on money.
Yeah.
They were just what they did across the board, went on the cheap with a lot of free agents that, you know, wanted to be here. Spent a little bit of money on a second corner from Washington, but spent a little bit of money on a linebacker that for Jerome Baker's position. But, yeah, there wasn't a lot there. Hey, Dave, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. I do want to talk about air conditioning and plumbing. Around the clock tonight, you're going to rock, rock, rock with Air Around the Clock. Air conditioning and plumbing. Doesn't work as well when I sing, but I will tell you this, man. When it comes to great service, air around the clock, air conditioning and plumbing, they got this thing figured out. I call it the 35-135-7 program. That's right. 35 years in business, 135 trucks, and working 7 days a week. That's what they do at Air Around the Clock Plumbing. Boy, I'll tell you what, and air conditioning, got trained and certified technicians on the air conditioning side. They got licensed, experienced plumbers. We got what people do nothing but deliver water heaters, put them in for you when you blow them out. We have nothing but a group of people that just do deliver air conditioning units, put them in, because we got a ton of them in a warehouse in the back there in Broward County, all set up. When you have a problem with a water heater or air conditioning unit, you know you need a new one. No problem. We don't have to order them. We have them all ready to go. That's part of the great service I tell everybody about at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Still family owned. That's right. Eric and the guys over there, same day installation is always a goal. Not only that, we got financing plans to help you out. And I always tell everybody, man, check out ATC's Google reviews. They're pretty strong, man. They really are. Great people working, ready to make sure they get to you as quickly as possible, 7 days a week, licensed, experienced plumbers, trained and certified technicians. All you have to do on the plumbing side is go to 855-PLUMBER, 855-PLUMBER. Hey, check out those billboards. Find out all you need for air around the clock, air conditioning and plumbing.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, the teams will feel however we feel. I know how I feel right now, but by the time we get on that plane, this is a very mentally tough team and a team that embraces really tough challenges. And we're also able to compartmentalize. You don't want to think about, you know, the big picture of this. It's about just going up there and doing whatever we have to do to get that win and get back here, you know, to our fans here in Miami. Like I said, our team really wants to play well in front of our fans. And so that's the motivation, you know, to get this thing back here.
All right, so that was Coach Spoelstra talking after the game, man. Let's get one. And by the way, you know what's crazy about this series? If you just step back, Derek White was just unbelievable last night. The name I didn't expect to score 38 points in a game, including 8 threes last night for him. Tatum and Brown have been pretty quiet. We haven't seen any of those stupid, ridiculous MVP-looking games really by either guy. I know one game they did have a lot of points in the game they lost, but last night Tatum was 5 of 14. Brown was 7 of 18, turned it over 6 times. Brown had 17, and Tatum had 20 points. So it wasn't. The problem was Bam had 25 and 17, had a big, fat double-double last night, but three-point shooters just did not shoot threes well for the Miami Heat. Neither game at home in your own gym.
Which is weird. You'd think at home. Usually it's you know that rim young pretty players, well. Yes. Young players, three-point shooters are going to be much better at home than on the road. And in fact, this whole stretch with the rivalry with the Celtics, it's been the home has been irrelevant for both teams. Look at last year. Celtics win game 6 here on that Derek White tip-in, and then the Heat go up and win game 7 up there. And that's how it's been as far as home court means nothing.
Well, I see what happens tomorrow. They have not played really, if we're to be honest, have not played well at home all season. Just a little over 500, weren't they, in the regular season, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. And haven't played well in the playoffs at home here recently either with the Celtics. So, Off to the road they go, try to keep this thing alive down 3-1. Of course, the Panthers not in that situation with last night. And not only did they win last night, they had 7 or 8 minutes in that third period to really enjoy it and get a couple of empty net goals and just really had a good time. Big Bob, 31 saves. And Barkov, a couple of goals and an assist for Hagee, of course, a couple of goals and assist. And now waiting for the winner of the the Bruins are up 3-1 on Toronto right now. So that should be over. They'll play tonight.
They play
find
tonight.
Out. So we could know as early as tonight on win that game and get rolling on the next round here. And that should be a hell of a round for sure. And the Marlins, I was afraid of this, Dave, especially on Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. 6,376 people. At least a lot of people didn't have to see that, because they're only down 3-2 than national score more.
The only way you see it is on ESPN, because it was such a gaffe of De La Cruz. I've seen it a couple times on their highlights.
Oh, Jesus Sanchez. Jesus Sanchez. Yeah.
Letting a fly ball drop and then lazy.
It went like half-ass after it. It was the weirdest thing. Like, he didn't think the guy was going to go, you know, for two. He slides in and just takes him out of the game. Said, hey, man, I don't have a lot of rules. But made it real clear to the media that was there, like, it was a weird one.
You got to do that, though, if you're Shoemaker, don't you?
Players?
Absolutely.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah, that's the standard, and you can tell a losing team down on itself and a young player down on himself, but you can't do that.
Well, listen, he's got a chance to be, and this is for hardcore Marlin fans, De La Cruz, Jesus Sanchez, Jazz Chisholm, they have a chance to be really good players. I didn't go great, but really good players, guys that you want to keep around. Young, have shown at times how good they can be, power, you know, things they do, but you can't have Jesus Sanchez getting a chance. And I mean, the one thing you got to do, I understand you're going to go in a funk in baseball. You play a lot of games. You can't be going half-assed like that after a ball that you lose in the lights and then get it and take a couple of steps back and then line it and then try to fire it at the last second thinking you're going to get a guy.
On a team where nothing's gone right the first month, and you got to be held to a certain standard. Shoemaker, you know, there's been so many weird stories come out of the Marlins this first month of, 7-run leads in the first inning, and then they lose them. In fact, I turned it on when I got home last night. They're replaying that game, and for a second I thought, oh my God, they're down 7-0 again.
Yeah. And don't do that to yourself, Dave. you don't have to do that as They're getting set to take on the Colorado Rockies, who also have struggled. But, yeah, I always love that. Skip comes out and says, hey, only got a few rules, man. Or maybe he even said, I don't really have any rules, but you got to play hard. Just that's it. Just play hard. Just play hard. I'm guessing be on time, too. That used to be another one in the old days. It's like, be on time. Shoes.
You know, a lot of teams start losing discipline. I remember Adam Gase's reign. They started putting listing name. We'd walk in the media time, and there'd be names on the whiteboard of guys who were late to meetings. And I thought, oh, they're having some issues.
He put the amount of the fine next to it. And it still didn't work because I still remember some of the names. And not to get in some of the names, but I go out there early and do shows, and I cut through the building. And they had those boards up, and you could see late for meeting, $3,500 fine. And I was just thinking, $3,500 fine, your ass couldn't be on time for $3,500 you could have saved? You're just giving $3,500 back to the team because you wanted to sleep in a little bit? You didn't think special teams was like, you didn't want to go to it?
That's when you know you have issues on the team. And
so I don't know anymore, man. It used to be rule number one was be on time. I maybe my guy was the wrong guy to go by. He did have rules. Shula did have rules. He's not one of those when I only have a few rules. No, his ass had rules. 11 o'clock curfew, you better be up there. Especially you. You're not very good. He also had that thing about being on time for meetings. And once he walked in, he was good. So Shoes didn't do this 5 minutes early. He walked in and timed it from his office to the meeting room for the team right at, you look up, and it was just a few seconds before. Like, he was good. He was real close. He was within a minute for like 8 years. I looked up and go, damn, he's right there again. And if you came in behind him, you could maybe get away with it from the time he hit the door to the time he got up to the front.
I was going to say, aren't there stories of Clayton purposely
right behind him?
Right behind him all the time just to, you know, put it in a little needle.
But you got the message how important it was because he called you out in front of the whole group when you came in, right? And with the fine and everything, we didn't need any boards and anything. So that was the playing hard was just,
you know, it's so odd. I remember talking to Shane Battier once about heat culture. What is heat culture? What is this? And he goes, I'll tell you what it is. If we have a practice at noon, everybody is standing in the middle of the court, shoelaces tied, knee braces on, ready to go. And I'm thinking,
oh, you heard that? See, I never heard that.
And I said to him, isn't that just standard business, sort of like we're talking meeting time. Isn't it standard business? He goes, and Batty say, you'd be surprised how
yeah.
It's not. And it sort of bleeds into what we're talking about as far as, you know, being on time for meetings seems so natural, right, in the
yeah.
business world. And yet, you know, it's sort of a sign if something's wrong with the team.
So it's funny because I still remember Charles Barkley was on TNT and said, I could never play for Pat Riley. His practices are too hard. I don't want practice like that during the season. I thought that was really interesting. I always used to wonder, how many star players besides, you know, Charles, who big guy, and I wonder how many guys that were really good players are like, I don't want to go down and practice like that. They stay in nice places. You know, they eat great, but this dude and
those days
the
are
body
gone.
Fat,
those days are completely gone.
They
now,
are
now,
gone.
Now the heat practice maybe – It's unbelievable to me, half dozen times a year during the regular season.
So,
teams in the NBA don't practice.
So the other thing with the football before and now, the biggest thing, I mean, there's a bunch of bigger things. Camp's completely different. There are no two-a-days, obviously. And I'm not a hater. I'm not an old, you know, I'm not an old grumpy man with the new game. I think the new game is still great. But it is really interesting that all the things in camp that you used to have to do, and Shoes is big on, if you had a great practice, he had in mind, if you we need to have a really good practice 2 days, offensive day and defensive day. And then we'll be set to have a great day. And if we don't practice well, or you can't practice, probably he had in your mind like all of a sudden you weren't going to play great on Sunday. And now guys don't practice. I mean, it's like you want to just get guys healthy, right? That's the number one goal for these teams now. Hey, you're going to be able to play, you know, a couple days off, just getting the mental work. Are you good to go? And so a lot of guys just maybe line up for the mental part of it, but said, I'll be ready Sunday, but I'm not going to practice on Wednesday.
I tell you, the sport that practices is hockey. Now, they're off today, but I've been out there for games, you know, late night out there. Oh, yeah, we'll be there at 11 yeah. o'clock the next day. We had a light practice. We only practiced 45 minutes an hour. And I'm watching them, and they're skating hard for 45. And so that's a sport where it hasn't quite – and hasn't the other sports haven't taken over of maintenance and fewer practices and all that.
We had two practices a day. You were out there, and we had one in the morning, a running practice, a passing practice in the afternoon, and conditioning after the morning practice.
Yeah,
those frigging gassers, I hated them. And I don't think they were that hard. I think it was psychological. Because of the massive sweat.
Ran him with you, didn't he?
He did. Yeah, he did. He actually, he was in my group. And but you didn't want to lose to him.
You beat Shula, right?
Well, you wanted to make sure you were in the front there. And then we had guys watching to make sure guys touch lines. That's how that used to be. Carl Tassa, that little rat, used to sit there. He rat on everybody for everything. That was Shoe's guy going back to – I think they grew up together besides going to college together.
You know, they did – they would go to weddings. They were the original wedding crashers. This is a true story. They would go to weddings in their hometown, not invited, and just show up for the reception like the like Owen Wilson and
really?
And Vaughn. And I didn't
know that.
One would go down one side and one would go down the other. And they'd party with it. Yeah, they were wild guys.
So one day, I noticed everybody was cutting when they go away from Shoes. Shoes down at the other end. Guys were cutting a yard or two off the line. It was big on Shoes is big. If you cheat now, you'll cheat in the game, and you won't. You know, he had all this stuff. So he says, touch the friggin' lines. This is the last time I'm going to tell you guys, touch the line. So you're running those damn things every day during camp. So you look around, and the veteran guys are seeing where guys are, and they're cutting them 2-3 yards short because Shoes it down at the other end. And he can't really see how close you are to the line. And one day, Carl Tassa decided he didn't have the balls to do it to certain guys, but he did it to me. I figured I'd jump in on the party, long day. So I had to run another one. And now it's getting time where he can watch it. It's the rat, man. You're a rat. How do you live like that?
You would watch Shula run after practice, and he would run the football field and square off every – he went, no cutting corners.
But so his times, he'd ask, like, remember Billy, the guy who was down at the end and worked with him a long time? Billy, what was the time on that? And Billy would lie and tell him it was the time that, like, a player's time because he didn't want –
God bless
knew,
him.
He knew, like, don't tell Shoes it was like a 50-second, you know, when it's supposed to be a 40. So he just lied to him. All right, good. Well, you guys can all do that. All right. Hey, we got to go to break here, man. People need cash. Interest rates are higher. I don't know, boy. Whew. High insurance rates, HOA fees are going up. A lot of folks running credit card debt up right now when they shouldn't be, 28 to 30% a month. Well, I'll tell you what, if you're going through that right now, a lot of people that are retired, living in condos, are going through this with all the costs around them are going up, except the money they live on is not going up. And boy, it's putting them in rough situation. Let Michael Kotz relieve some of that money stress. Get that credit card paid off for you so you can get back to normal again. Reverse mortgages. I want to tell everybody 62 and older, if you and your spouse are 62 and older, you qualify for the reverse mortgage. More popular right now than ever as couples are getting older and really could use some of that equity in their home. The reverse mortgage is perfect for you. That's why so many people are going to it later in life, and debt consolidation always an issue to get some of that equity out of your home so you can pay some bills off that really desperately need to be taken care of. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage really has no life because all he does is work for you 7 days a week. I want you to call them or text them. If you need some help right now and you're in a situation where upside down a little bit and you know you got equity in your home, let Michael Kotze show you how he can save you a lot of money. He's been doing this for more than 30 years. He is Choice Mortgage, and he's ready to help you. I want you to call or text him. Here's his cell phone number, 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730, MLS 166254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender. All right, we are running super late. See what happens with Dave Hyden. We end up telling a lot of crazy stories here, and we run right into and screw up the whole format. But don't worry about
it,
Dave.
I'll take full blame, Joe.
Hey, Dave, don't worry about it. Our boss doesn't get up till like noon, and he friggin' doesn't listen to the shows anyway. I don't think he has a radio or a TV. I'm not sure he has a phone.
You want to hear? Did you hear Mel Kiper doesn't have a cell phone? He has like five landlines. This came out. You know, you think you've heard it all during the draft about draft nicks and the draft. Can you imagine a guy in today's world not having a cell phone, much less a guy who's plugged has to be plugged into stuff like that? He has five landlines at home, and people have to call into that and take messages. And
so,
what is this?
So you know the crazy thing about Mel Kiper, like, so he doesn't go out and do all that stuff. He's sitting at home, and I mean he's not going to pro days and all the different stuff. He's not. He's made $1 zillion on the Kiper books, right, that he does, and draft for next year and draft and stuff. But he's made himself, man. He, no matter what, you know, he started it. He really kind of got this whole thing going and made it, you know, now 12 million people watched first round of the draft the other day. 12 million people watched from the first to, on average, 12 million people.
Can you imagine opening the first round, 275,000 people?
Show up.
To watch a guy walk across the stage and turn in a car.
Dave, only 12 guys came. The rest of them, they weren't even there. This will all be at home. On TV, most of those guys are all at home. They didn't go. It was crazy. 275,000 people showed up for the first round, and 12 million people watched a draft. Watched who your team, and I'm guessing mostly NFL cities, to, you know, where you're a fan of, see what your team's going to do, or and sometimes twice, because some of the teams have two picks in the first round.
How were you notified you were drafted, Joe?
It was in the old days. It was six rounds the first day and six the second day, and I was told I was going between the third and sixth round. And Buffalo called early and said, we're thinking about drafting you. And I was like, okay. And I hadn't talked to anyone. Back then, you didn't talk to a lot of the...
You could be doing talk shows in Buffalo right now.
I don't know if that'd be a good fit. I'm not sure how that would have worked out. Of course, I'd never been here before either. But so the next thing you know, six rounds are done. That's it for the day. Six the next day. So my mom and dad went home. They were in the Bay Area with me. We were just sitting watching it. And they went home.
It was on TV?
I think it was. I think we were just kind of watching to get updates on it. Uh-huh. And so now I'm asleep early in the morning on the West Coast. And I get a phone call. Wakes me up. So I went to bed kind of bummed out because now you're wondering, what the hell? And I went in the seventh round and like, it was the Dolphins. It wasn't even one of the teams I was working me out and stuff. And I was like, wow. Next thing I know, he's on the phone. Coach Shula's on the phone. See you tomorrow. Wow. For what? What do you guys see me tomorrow for? You gonna run the, you ever heard of the 12-minute run? No.
You have.
You'll get it now. You ever been to Miami? No. Been around humidity? No. Welcome. And that was it, man. Just like that. Flew you in a couple days, flew you back. Said, this is what you better be ready for when you come back for rookie camp that seemed like it went for like 2 months. The friggin' thing was like, right? I mean, the veterans didn't even, like, you see the veterans for like a week and a half. It was just a bunch of rookie free agents and the draft picks. It was crazy. The game has changed a lot. And I don't have a problem. You got a problem with today's game? I know some people.
I'm not.
I really am. I just want everybody to know I'm in my 60s and I'm not a hater of today's game.
No, it's different than being around covering the teams and practices we've talked about. But on the other hand, guys stay in shape year round as opposed to previously they'd take 4 months off. Basically.
Take better care of themselves.
Yeah,
they do. I think they're smarter financially, not everybody, but I think a lot more guys are aware of taking care of their money. I think they have a lot more money. God, you get that second contract, you're set, right? Second contract in the NFL. Yep. We'll get you. And then, you know, I don't have a problem with today's game. One practice during camp, you know, I got guys, well, I think the game would be better with two practices. I go, I don't know if that's the case. They seem to, the game, I keep hearing that. The game's made a lot of changes to be safer that some people don't like. But game's pretty good in September. From what I don't remember going, oh, the game's terrible. Maybe the tackling's not as sharp as it's going to be later on. And a lot of guys don't play. Your high-paid guys don't play in preseason. That's the new world.
How do you feel, though? One of the things that's come out when I talk to older players and coaches is if they hit more in practices, there would be less injuries in games.
Some people say that. I don't know if that's true.
I don't know either.
We went live. He was a big live every day.
Yeah.
Short yardage goal line practices for a 10-minute period. And guys got after it, trying to score, trying to get stops, running fade routes. No, it was pretty – it looked like a tackling drill, honestly, every day for about 10 minutes. They're not doing that. That ain't happening. Hey, we got 8 o'clock hour coming up. We got a lot of stuff. Busy time. Panthers, Heat, Marlins all in action last night. We'll have more on that. And the Chop Mystery. The Chop Mystery is coming up, man. Help me out, will you, please, before we get this 8 o'clock hour. I got to tell you about Baptist Health South Florida. Speaking of injuries, man, we are lucky to have Baptist Health South Florida. People ask me all the time, where do the pros go? And I go, well, enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins. All trust those great doctors at Baptist Health South Florida, the top specialists they put together, the team doctors that set it all up to make sure everything can get done first class right down here and get players back out playing the sports and how they make a living quickly. That's what it's all about. Baptist Health South Florida is all over the place, man, all over South Florida. It used to be Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, but now we've added a new facility at Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility that you're all invited to go to. And on 595 and Pine Island Implantation, man, it's a nice place ready to go for you. Dr. Swartzen and the gang, Pine Island Implantation right off 595. Just visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One go every day. It's about getting you healthy, playing the sports you love the most.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.